word is out.
Uh-huh.
And y'all really feel me?
Feel us.
East Coast feeling.
Feel us.
West Coast feeling.
Say what?
Dirty South.
Here we go.
And y'all really feel me?
Baby girl.
East Coast feeling.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back, everybody. Hoban and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. And appreciate everybody tuning in on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store?
Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
It is in the books. The U.S. women's national team basketball, they are moving on to the gold medal game. They beat Australia today, 85-64.
Oh, they're going to roll more than we thought the men would. Oh, goodness.
They're playing for their eighth straight gold medal. That's dominance.
No need to count.
What?
Paris. You said.
Oh, the video you just seen I sent you? Yeah, that
it's
dude.
It's all about them damn kicks.
Scissor kick, dude. He hit him in the back.
Oh, my
God. Got him.
Even with that's a from the, that's from the Taekwondo.
Yeah, Taekwondo.
Ooh. You know, Taekwondo was always those one of those martial arts that I kind of look down upon, to be honest.
Oh, as a pure martial artist?
Why? Because you can't move your leg above your knee?
No. Me personally, it has nothing to do with me. I just like, if I'm going to put my kid in something, it's not going to be karate and it's not going to be Taekwondo. It's probably going to be something, you know, like jujitsu that Tommy's in. Something that he can actually boxing, you know?
I mean,
I don't want
jiu-jitsu's really cool. Yeah. You do spend the first year getting your ass kicked. Like that's the thing. It's like cuz you don't know how to do anything. I guess it also depends on like the size of the class cuz you know, there'll be days my son has to go against like 13-year-olds. He's just like this. He'll just give me the look from across the dojo. Be like, man. Bro, this guy weighs 140. Like
you will be here next year, Tommy.
I'm like, I'll give you the Michael Jordan shrug. I'm just like, what do you want me to do? But Taekwondo will be kind of cool to kick things off people's heads, Marcos.
Yeah, Frog boy, that rain cool. Headed your way. I told you.
Oh, my God, no. It is torrential. Yeah. Here. I got no DirecTV, and it's pretty bad. I even saw Radio Libre, who does a lot of their streaming. I saw her pointing outside like, nothing I can do. Signal's out.
But it's getting really dark here also. So
Steve says, to be fair, the fighting community does look down on Taekwondo. They do?
I don't know if you just heard the thunder.
Taekwondo, Tai Chi. Like, come on, what the hell am I gonna do with you know,
Kung Fu? Tai Chi is like you're moving around, you know, like Taekwondo, you kick somebody's face off.
Tai Chi is like old boy and not Home of Dragon, but Game of Thrones. Remember he was doing all that dancing?
Yeah.
That was Mandalorian.
The karate style that Stephen Wonderboy Thompson fights with, it's super weird. Everybody tries. Now he's not Wonderboy anymore. He's 40, but he's that's you know. But that like everybody hated fighting him because nobody could fight like him. He just bounced on his stupid feet like sideways the entire time, and sometimes he'd wheel kick you.
Yeah, okay, there's going to be one or two good guys, but for the most part, if a street fight breaks out, you're not going to be like, all right, here we go, just like they practice, you know? Jiu-jitsu, you know, you're reversing things, you're ground and pound, stuff
it's
like that.
It's almost like it's more of a counter assault,
yeah. Yes.
Right? Like you learn how to combat other people's movements.
I spoke to the great Ray Boom Boom Mancini about jiu-jitsu because he, after his boxing career, got very much into jiu-jitsu. He goes, as a boxer, he goes, 95% of fights end up on the ground. That's why it's such a valuable martial art.
Hmm. Yeah. See, again, no one's like, oh, but he's going to bring out the hidden dragon kung fu style because it's like, dude, I see you doing that. I'm looking at you as you set up.
You watch too much TV.
Come on, dude. All right. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's not going to help you in this fight right now.
All right, Bruce Luis.
Schmeathan Schmolnick says that Tobin is Ray Dum Dum Mancini. Jeez. That was one of my delight calls. I loved when I got a call back from Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
Boom Boom.
Because the old use phone calls. They don't like texting.
Yeah, it's fair. House phone, too. I think I remember he was on the house phone.
Very nice man.
It is torrential downpour right now in South Florida. You're nothing scared, by man. You, Tobin?
I got
it's
thundering
now,
by here.
You
I
never
got
know.
A swarm. Is that rain or a swarm of bugs?
Ooh.
You know, the little bugs that come out when.
Yeah.
Well, you're hard to say. It looks ominous out, but I already got that heavy rain that's heading your way.
Let's get to some more stuff. What else we got here? Team USA, they will play in the gold medal game tomorrow, men's, 3:30 against France.
And the women are playing the semifinals? Was that the quarterfinals? Was this the semifinals?
That was the semifinals. They're going on Sunday as the gold medal for the women.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay. They haven't even been close. Is there any other team that no?
I don't know.
You haven't watched them? You just watched
them. I watched them kick. I watched them beat Nigeria. <That's> yeah. What? Nigeria beat Team USA in a friendly last year in men's. Nnamdi.
Oh yeah, that's right. Wasn't this Team USA though?
It was not.
The women. We talk about the women.
Guess they didn't need Caitlin Clark. Still would have been nice though.
I think Caitlin Clark's probably great. She's like, oh, best vacation.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, she went right from the NCAA tournament to basketball.
Yeah, true.
But the thing is that they kind of clarified it a little bit when they said that when they selected the team, she had only played 12 games. So that was another reason why they didn't pick her.
I had seen enough in 12 games.
She wasn't. No, you didn't.
Well, think about how people are so mad that Tatum's not playing. Could you imagine if she wasn't playing? Like, what a headline. This was Tatum's mom on Twitter.
Are you sure?
Because Sports Illustrated says it's his mom.
Wait, Sir John already got. And wait, here's the interesting thing.
Sir John.
If I have to tell you you got, you really got.
It's a fair point.
Because I'm usually always the one. And I'm like,
that gets got.
I say, yo, Sir John, you got, dude.
There are multiple articles that say Jason Tatum's mom demands answers over his lack of playing time.
He so sucks!
I feel confident this is real. Because it's her name is Brandy Cole. And her bio says, I love being a mom, especially his mom. And Brandy says she is comment tweeting on a Dick Vitale tweet because Dick Vitale tweeted out, someone please tell me, someone please let me know, is Jason Tatum injured as he hasn't received playing time you would expect an All-NBA player to get? And then Brandy Cole, she commented on this and said, no, he's not. But if you find out what's going on, please let me know. Unacceptable. And makes, in all caps, no sense.
Can I just say this? We live in a world now where everybody thinks they're owed something. Just because you made the team don't mean you are owed time. Right?
Right.
The coaches are playing who they think are going to help them win because it's their job to win.
Mm-hmm.
So if your baby, your boo, your 1-0, whoever it is, if he ain't playing, then suck it up. Like now, and the other thing is I would just say this. Just, I've watched him play basketball for the last 2 months. And every time he's on the floor, he's standing in a corner. How about you say, do something about that?
I've also seen him miss a lot of stuff at the rim.
Right. But so
it's not been very good.
So when does that? So we think, oh, because he did all this during the playoffs that we owe him time. You don't owe anybody nothing.
The Celtics really feel like America owes them something between the Jaylen Brown thing and Jason Tatum's playing time. They really feel like are a country that owes our lives and basketball existence to the Celtics.
Here, which you should really be worried about, that Derek White, I almost said Mike again. Derek White is making more of an impact than you ever would have made on this team.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Drew Holiday, too.
Drew Holiday, too, right. Like, nobody has a problem with Drew Holiday. Oh, let's get Drew. Uh-oh, they're scoring a lot. Let's put Derek White in. Like, we look for it. Let's put that group in. Let's put that shutdown group in. Anthony Davis, Bam, Derek White, and Drew. Let's go. Like, nobody says that about Tatum. We got scoring.
That is going to be the side to tomorrow, is we have to have Joel Embiid be a triumphant hero of beating up the French for being bullies to him.
Right. And here's the other thing. You can probably get away with that with a lot of people, but that coaching staff does not give a damn what you think.
Mm-mm.
Right? And so, like, yeah, man.
And you can't sit here and be like, there's some kind of Celtics animosity because they're playing two Celtics.
Right.
Like
you said, oh, based on what he did, he should be playing more than some of the guys that are playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even real.
It's weird. It is weird. Hey, if you guys want to go to Country Bay Music Festival right now, let's go caller number. How many minutes did Tatum play yesterday?
Zero.
Oh, I can't do that. That's not a real caller number. Oh. Let me go with caller number five. Caller five to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. You are going to win a pair of two-day general admission passes to Country Bay Music Festival. It's coming back this November 9th and 10th at Miami Marine Stadium. You got Zach Brown Band. You got Carrie Underwood. You got Dustin Lynch. Diplo presents Thomas Wesley and a whole lot more. So if you want to win, caller five right now to 305-567-0560. Win a pair of two-day general admission passes. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets at countrybaymusicfestival.com. But right now, caller five to 305-567-0560. You'll win the tickets. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Who won the tickets, Marcos?
That is to Kyle in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, congratulations, Kyle.
My boy Kyle, who's very, very, very appreciative that it is a star-studded lineup. So I know
it is star-studded. That's true.
Yeah, so he was excited to win the tickets. Big fan of the show.
Dolphins back at it. Tonight, preseason opens up against the Atlanta Falcons, 7 o'clock. Mike McDaniel on Tua playing. It sounds like he's not keen on that idea.
I expect from past scenarios that you're going to be surprised with as you'd put it, it would be a deviation from the last 2 years. I don't think you'd be surprised.
Wow. Oh, you're still going?
Oh, yeah.
That was a pause.
It's a pause. It's a dramatic effect, Leroy.
Dude, as much as I like Mike McDaniel, damn.
What do you mean?
That was a whole bunch of talking without saying a damn thing.
That's a whole lot of words for no.
They thought that the Marcos looped the video again. The sound.
We have fixed his loop frog problem.
Oh, okay.
And fairly enough, I will say, we lashed out last time, and by we, I mean me. And
I'm glad you fixed that.
He did not loop the last time. Mike McDaniel just looped himself.
I'm telling you, he does that sometimes. He
just runs out of words. But that was just a dramatic pause from him.
That was a new one. I haven't heard him do that one yet. That was I know he's very careful with his words, but wow.
Got to be extra careful.
Do I expect from past scenarios that you're going to be surprised with as you'd put it, it would be a deviation from the last 2 years. I don't think you're going to be surprised.
What are we not being surprised about? Because I'm lost. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Mike. You just said, "Is Tua playing?" Well, is there going to be a deviation from the previous 2 years and what has happened? I don't think you'll be surprised. Like, no!
He'd be an amazing lawyer.
Is Raheem Morris your friend? Like, you can't just let him know if he's playing. You know he's not playing. Just tell him.
Hey, I'm still like, Mike.
Also, did two people leave in the middle of that clip? I felt like I heard the door slam twice.
I left.
I felt like there was a loud door close in the midst of that long pause.
Do I expect from past scenarios that you're going to be surprised with a, as you'd put it, it would be a deviation from the last 2 years? I don't think you'd be surprised.
Guy had enough waiting.
Oh, God.
He's like, enough. I can't take it.
Okay. In his pause, you could hear someone cough. Yeah.
Yes.
I felt that.
No, he was going like this. That's what they were doing.
That's the worst.
Please answer now.
Get to it, please.
Like, holy smokes.
Yeah. I've seen that before. I've been on stage before and someone's like paying their bill and leaving. So disheartening.
Where you going, sir?
You got to call them out.
Come on.
As an opener?
We still got time, dude. No, I still got to come out in between. And it's like, sir, we still have time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What were you to say? Are you leaving because you couldn't afford the bill? You're running up a high bill? Or we're not funny?
I try not
Whenever a comedian calls them out, it is so embarrassing to myself.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate when people are like, you know, you can't laugh. All right? Everyone's so uptight in here. It's like, no,
well, this here. Funny. You are setting an environment up for success at a comedy club. Because people are going to a comedy club expecting to laugh. So the only way they won't laugh is if your jokes are just terrible. Because they're going in there with the attitude of laughing. It's not something where you just meet somebody on the street and you go, oh, that guy's funny. No, they're going to a comedy club to laugh. So you've already got one up on them.
Dennis says, my head hit the table.
Listen, I almost broke my neck because my head fell back out of just sheer exhaustion. What are we doing?
Dennis LaSalsa says, could you imagine him doing an audiobook? It would take a year to finish.
Wherever you got to drive.
And then you say from your house in Georgia, for him, it would be your house to Washington.
Yeah, chapter 2. That's not the whole book. We've been driving all night. No, because see, Mike wouldn't just read the story. He would try to explain the story and the plot while reading the book.
Dolphin Kane says, blah, 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 hate McFraud. Jeez.
It's like, no, look.
Strong word.
How can you hate him, though? I mean, I get it.
Here. One of the things that I hate when people do it. You take a part of what somebody does and find reasons to not like them, right? And I would say that Mike McDaniel is an excellent offensive coach, right? We may still have questions about his decisions on how to go about things during the course of a game, but let's be clear. He's never been a head coach before.
Mm-hmm.
And like with all of us, if you call somewhere and somebody say, I'm new here, they expect all of the damn patience in the world. So we've seen a lot of good things these first 2 years of Mike McDaniel. Let's be clear. We have. So I'm not going to just throw it away and say he can't get no better and this is it and he's a fraud. No, you've seen a lot of guys who you thought were trash have good years. So you got to at least give him that. Now, the interviews, if you want an entertainer, go to a movie. If you want a football coach, watch the football games. So I'm like, yeah. Like, why does he have to be all of this? You want him first and foremost to be a football coach, a good football coach. If he's accomplishing that, whether you like what he has to say or how he says it, that's a you problem.
Josh says, honestly, at least he tries to put some effort into his answers. Sometimes he just tries too much.
Yes.
He wants to be unique, guys.
No. He don't have to want to. He is. Right? You ain't got to. Like, that's like, Mike McDaniel being unique is like me trying to be black.
You're doing a good job, Leroy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Doing a good job.
Do I expect during the next break past scenarios that you're going to be surprised with a, as you'd put it, it would be a deviation from the last 2 years.
Nobody put it that way, Mike. Nobody put it as slight deviation. Nobody said that, Mike.
I don't think you're going to be surprised.
Wow, that is an intense. That is like a radio person's worst nightmare, though. Like every time you hear that pause, you start looking at everything. Like, what's going on?
Is everything okay?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
No, we're familiar with his work. We just waited out, taking a deep breath.
Scary, dude.
But yeah, like, hey, some people, like, that's what makes him unique. And listen, the funny thing about people is this: the same thing you loved about him and his creative talking in front of the media and how interesting he was next to all the other coaches you've had up to now for the last few years.
Oof, Philbin.
You can't now have a problem with it.
Woo!
Right? You can't now all of a sudden say, oh man, he talked to me, he done too much. Because we were all excited when he was talking like that when we came in.
I like the silly stuff. He just uses a lot of words.
He uses a lot of words. He uses a lot of words. He's like, it's almost like his brain is doing something else other than his mouth. Right? Like he's trying to solve another problem while answering questions and his brain is not really paying attention, but his mouth is working fine.
I will give him credit, though. He has not made, like, or misspoke or had to ever walk back any of his comments in the past, like, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, because he says everything to cover his bases for anything that he may get for sure. He covers all his bases in one conversation.
He doesn't have to walk back when he walks a marathon every single time that he goes out there.
See, it's good.
That's why he pauses. He thinks about every possible answer.
Every possible. He's like Dr. Strange.
You know what? There are people that when you ask a question, they try to think of what your follow-up will be and then answer that in the original question.
Yep.
So you don't have to ask no more questions. However, it just takes 5 minutes to answer. Is Tua gonna play?
I don't think you're gonna be surprised. Would not be a deviation.
I'm telling you, he is Doctor Strange with the time stone, just like going through every possible scenario as to what they could say.
Yeah.
just like what is he? If I say he doesn't play, then the audience will think that. And it's just like, no, dude, we're just asking you a simple question. Is he going to play or not? I don't want them to think that I'm downing Tua's confidence. just respond normal, dude.
But that's how he answers. That's how he answers questions.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Play a little. You're dead to me. They close things out next.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Right. Bury some people. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. Play a little You're Dead to Me. Close things out here. I'm just hypnotized. I can't stop watching this breakdancing on.
Is it good?
No. What? No. Well, there's this one particular one that has gone viral. Her name is Reagan. Mm. She is a 36-year-old Australian lady. And everybody just keeps memeing her breakdancing where she, I don't know. I feel like they told me if I got caught in a weird situation and I was disguised as a breakdancer and they made me actually breakdance that I would come up with this.
Jeez.
Oh my. So I just got on Twitter and the first video I see is
it's
Reagan.
The first. Yeah. She's, I mean, this is crazy. Her one move is simply to just hop like this.
What?
I don't know, man.
Is this a train?
And
break?
The one she's going up against this tiny one from America who's like doing backflips and torso twists into a flip.
What?
And she's got the bouncy bounce. Like that's her move.
Kind of like that though.
She's all over the floor.
It's weird,
just
man.
Just cleaning the floor.
Wow.
Yeah. JVig just sent the group chat a video. It's something. All right. Here's who's dead to me. And it hurts me because, you know, it was a valiant effort. But Bogdan Bogdanovich, you poked the bear too much.
You're dead.
You poked the bear too much. You went at Melo. You don't go at Melo, but you don't go at Melo with LeBron there. Terrible decision.
Stupid.
That's oh the, you God. Know. The,
this is a sport.
Yeah. You're watching it now?
A sport.
Crazy, right? I don't know if they're all like that or if she is just
well, clear, special. But as bad as a day as she's having, she didn't have a bad a day as that dude on the steeplechase that fell in.
This damn steeplechase. I've never heard of
the only one.
She just went.
I think when they go back to when go Peacock
look on,
get,
go look on Twitter. No. Dave when South sent it.
When Peacock gets the numbers, they're going to be like, only person to watch steeplechase, Davey Florida.
Davey Florida, huh?
Strange.
Dude, I'm telling you, this guy, I watched it. He looked like he was just dead. He fell.
I just sent you guys another video. This is amazing.
I'm telling you.
Why did you do this to me, Tobin? I'm just the whole
Reagan,
day.
She's become a sensation. But anyway, yeah, Bogdan. Bad move, dude. You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Leroy?
I won't say who's dead to me, but what's dead to me.
Hmm?
Whoever in the hell designed parking lots so that all the carts roll to the middle of the aisle. It's just stupid.
You're going after engineers now?
You know when people put the cart behind their car to load up their car?
Yeah.
Like there's so much slope. All the carts, you driving down to park, all the carts, they're chasing the carts in the middle of the damn parking lot.
It's okay.
You're basically going after Father Earth, Mother Nature.
No, they built it that way. So it wouldn't flood. So all the
water was already like that.
No, they built it that way so it wouldn't flood. So all the water would go to the middle. But so does everything else. Like carts.
Well, there's some parking lots that now have like the stoppers for carts.
Yeah, but they have a little where you can pull the cart, where you can park the cart. All the parking lots don't have the little cart. And nobody leaves it there anyway. You know, Jennifer.
Whoa.
You know you just hit a wheelie and put that thing on the grass.
I'm saying, no, there's stoppers.
You
like,
know what I'm talking about.
Like, let's say in the beginning, like, when you're exiting the parking lot, there's a stopper there so no one takes the carts.
Yeah, but that don't stop it from going to the middle of the aisle.
But there's some... Oh, never mind. Whatever.
Oh.
I can be dead to you, too, if you want.
Yes, because that was ridiculous.
Okay.
The stopper. The stopper is so you can't take the Target shopping cart and walk through the mall with it. If you go to Target at a mall... They have those stoppers on there, so you can't just be walking around the mall with the Target shopping cart. So it gets a certain distance and it cuts off.
Is that what you were trying to do at Sawgrass?
What do you mean? No. I wasn't at Sawgrass. I was at Publix when the lady let the cart.
I'm talking about you and your Target adventure.
I don't do Target. That's Tobin. Tobin's not allowed back in the Target.
I'm not allowed at the Target eye doctor.
Oh, really?
Way different.
Your picture not on the door? Like,
I don't know. It's a good question. I haven't been
tell
back.
Me this, because I know Tobin. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you go to that Target, you at least take a looky loo.
No, because it's at the end. Like I never have to look at it if I don't want to.
Okay, all right. I got you. I got you.
By the way, you're not deterring the bums with those cart stoppers.
I know you're not. They're like, no. Are you kidding me?
Think the bums ever get jealous? Like, oh, no, Fresh Market.
Cart. We got a guy. Whoa. We got a guy by us. He says, "What the hell? I need a beer."
Oh, with the yeah. You know what though? I provided that guy with plenty of beer. It's not just one beer he wants, dude. Nice guy though.
JFig, who's dead to you?
Speaking of bums and people doing very extreme things on the internet, once again, the influencers are at it again.
Ooh.
Who down?
This time, there's an influencer putting poop on her face as a mask.
Huh.
And it's alarming doctors everywhere.
Wow.
Wait,
you're dead.
Wait.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a medical professional to comment to know that it's stupid?
Huh.
Pretty much.
Oh my god. You know what? That's not.
There's footage of her opening a container with her feces and smearing it all over her face.
That's our fault. That's our fault. Hmm. That's not the doctor's fault. They shouldn't have to come out. Hmm. Well, I can see why.
Wowzers. Wowzers.
If we need a medical professional to have to come out and say, hey, folks, don't smear poop on your face, then we stupid as hell. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? Several medical professionals. You needed a medical professional to come out and say, hey, guys, maybe we shouldn't put our own feces on our face. Yeah, we dumb as hell.
Apparently it works for her.
Dumb as hell.
She says she does it because her skin has stopped flaking.
Sure.
You,
oh, yeah, she stopped flaking.
You know
right.
why it stopped flaking? Because no other product is going near that poop. That's why.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Well, you know what? Speaking of this generation and this whole poop thing, what about having Olympic swimmers swim in bacteria-infested waters like the Seine River?
Oh, the Seine River?
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, but here, think about this.
And apparently they have them drinking Coca-Cola afterwards because it helps them.
But here's the deal.
What?
Like, that's kind of a tough situation because you're limited on where you can do the triathlon. You need a body of water where you can swim the mile or
so
2 miles.
So have them swimming in poop water?
They sent the surfers off to islands, though.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
No, but it's still owned by France.
Yeah, but those are nice islands.
Oh.
But you can't. You should have said, you should have had the triathletes go there, too?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how their biking lanes are. Is that part of the triathlon biking?
Yeah. Triathlon.
Look, dude, you watch a lot of weird sports, so you're getting at me.
Triathlon is not a weird sport.
Whatever you say, steeplechase.
Swim, bike, and run.
Chase.
Oh, my goodness.
We were sitting here watching Double Dare.
Why don't you go rub poop on your face?
Whoa!
Lashing out.
Anyway, people who are out here experimenting way too much and trying to influence the youth.
You know, that's our fault for leading her to believe that she can get followers by doing something stupid like that.
Oh, it's not my fault. I don't take blame for that.
No, it's totally your fault.
She has 650,000 followers on Instagram.
There you go. And here we are.
And you would think she's young, right? You want to know how old she is?
Oh. No. How old?
31.
There you go.
Huh?
To me.
Fairly young.
I mean, thank you. I appreciate that. That's my number two. Fairly but young. I mean, I wouldn't be putting poop on my face. So.
But you don't have 600,000 followers.
That's true.
I still won't do that.
Frog boy.
Wait, you did. You did. You did.
What? What
you
did I do?
You did do a bubble bath with a McRib.
I was dared.
That's right. That is right.
It was a
Maybe
dare.
Maybe she was dared to put poop on her face. Not
no, she wasn't.
Wait, question. Toby, you dating a girl.
Some things are acceptable.
Let's say this. If you dating D, she's a baddie.
Yep.
She's, you know, whatever, before y'all, you know, get serious or whatever. And she hit you with that bit of information.
That
does
she did
the good outweigh the bad?
The bubble bath of the McRib pick?
No.
Or the poop face?
Poop face.
Nah, it's fine. It's in the past.
No. Is a pass. I'm saying when you first started dating, if she did it and told you about it.
I don't like
that. Like, at some point, that got to be a game changer, right?
I don't know. I think it's a different day and age with everybody doing stuff for clout these days.
Hey, here's what I'm thinking. Nope, can't do it. Nope.
Frog boy?
Certified poop face.
You're dead.
That's disgusting.
Frog boy.
I like how she puts the thing on her nose to not smell her own feces.
Wait, how does somebody carry around poop in a container and then she clips her nose? You didn't got no.
Damage is done.
Yes. That's so nasty. That's just so nasty.
Damage
tangible,
is done.
For real.
My dead to me, I got two people who I'm coming after. Two big conglomerates in the entertainment industry. Number one being NBC. You rat bastards.
Whoa.
Have come across as greedy little pigs with your content. You know how long I had to wait yesterday to find a decent, highlight reel of yesterday's Team USA victory because you're too busy posting everything else and everything has to be funneled through NBC Olympics. I'm sure they have 150 people on staff trying to find who's copywriting our stuff and only three editors at the rate that they're putting out content. I have to jump through hoops to find all your stuff. You're constantly getting people's stuff taken down. You got this poor show taken down. I have had enough of your sanctions. Just let the people have the stuff, dude. No one's buying Peacock because of the Olympics. Just let us see the stuff.
I bought Peacock for Love Island.
See? It's not even like resulting in more purchases.
Which, by the way, reunion next week.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, what? Hold on. After the show, isn't there like an automatic one right after?
Nope. Reunion is 3 weeks after.
Ooh, man, so I'm watching it just in time.
And Stunt Steve, you think?
How long does the reunion show last?
Probably 2 hours.
It's a different one. This is a different level of Love Island.
I don't know what that means exactly.
It means it's changed the game for Love Island forever. Like, for example, this was such a good season of Love Island. The Americans have taken over. It used to be a British show. I'm watching the British one from this season. It's not as good.
Wow. It was a very dramatic season. I'm still not done, but
game changer.
I see it.
What else you got, Frog Boy?
75 episodes.
Yeah, but it's every day. It's not like I have to wait for them.
My final debt to me goes to any one of you iPhone scum that doubted me and doubted the greatness of my tablet phone. I have hacked into the mainframe, allegedly, and maybe have in my possession here on my tablet phone, maybe... copy of the summer's best blockbuster that you can never do on an iPhone. So all you
I love that you're dead to me is not letting you steal stuff.
Okay, I just want to watch highlights, NBC, and then the other stuff. Ooh, iPhone this. Let's see an iPhone do that, huh?
You're telling me I can't find a pirated version of Wolverine versus Deadpool on my iPhone?
No way, dude. Not to this quality. Okay. No, at any point. You want to watch it? I can watch it. We got another 2 hours. What? You can take 2 hours of Game Day Uncensored.
He only has an hour.
If we get flagged, if this show gets flagged because of you.
Wouldn't be surprised. No, it would get flagged because I was so critical.
But first of all, check this out. No, that was only the previews. That's nothing. But check this out. Tobin only has an hour. Because he's going to be right back at it.
Yep. And also, you're dead to me for getting us flagged.
No way, dude. It was NBC, bro.
You got us flagged twice.
Dead to me.
NBC did it, not me.
Keep saying it.
That's our show, everybody. You got Game Day Uncensored coming up at 3 o'clock. Myself and Solano will get you ready for Dolphins and Falcons. Everybody have a tremendous weekend, except for Frog Boy. And we will talk to you on Monday.
What a fool believes.
Too many legs for me to trust.
You know what I got? Who's not a big fan of a side piece?
I don't think that's what it's called, Leroy.
20 people only right here on Tobin and Leroy.
Hope you mother have a good day.